This is Phil Donahue, and you're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream.
From the KKFI studios in Midtown, it's time for Khadijah and the White Guy.
All right, and I am Keith Washburn, the White Guy, and you are?
Khadijah Hardaway, toot toot baby.
All right. What do you think of that new station, you know, our intro there? Hey, what do you think of that?
I don't know. It's half activist, half spicy. Caliente, I don't know. I'm trying to wrap my head around the music.
We've got Beth Pike here, who does her show about an hour before us on Thursday mornings. The Thursday morning edition of the
Thirsty Thursday
edition of the Morning Buzz, exactly.
Really,
and she is also known as the White Girl. So, hey, what do you think of that, White Girl?
Hey, girl.
Oh, I thought it was a good intro. Definitely a good intro.
You know, hey, he says it all with that speech.
Yeah.
You know. I have a dream.
Yeah.
One day, my four children will one day live in a world where they are no longer judged by the content or the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
And listen to Spanish music.
Yeah.
Okay, we're having a little bit of difficulty with Khadijah's mic, so I'll try to adjust that as we go on. But Khadijah, tell us who our guest is this morning, and then get rolling here.
So our guest this morning is Patricia McCurry. She's a native of Kansas City, went to Lincoln High School, graduated about 2000, grew up right around 51st and True, so you know a lot about Kansas City and what's going on. She is also the director of Margaret's Place, which is a senior citizen recreational center.
Yes.
They do a lot of different activities with the seniors, and I think you say they go for like a 10-hour day. So what time do you guys open up in the morning?
We're Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the evening.
Okay.
So right before, you know, work, everyone goes to work at 9, get off work at 5, so we're an hour before, an hour after.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you segue us into talking about Margaret's Place with just giving us a little brief history about how you came about having a senior citizen recreation facility.
Okay, so Margaret's Place was given to me by God, and my grandmother was kind of the back of it. She was Margaret,
mm-hmm.
and she passed away last year. She had about an 8-year bout with dementia and Alzheimer's, and we could not find a place for her to go and live life and, you know, be happy and kind of get out of her rut of depression of just sitting at home watching TV. So that's where Margaret's Place came from. We toured quite a few facilities in the area, and we're just unsuccessful with finding a nice, clean place. So we built Margaret's Place.
So let me ask you this. Most retirement homes or facilities like that, do they allow daycare time with other seniors? No? Or is it just not a place where we have daycare facilities or recreational facilities for seniors?
There's quite a few daycare facilities actually in the area. They're all over the place. It's just finding the quality, you know, quality mm-hmm. ones. Our center is more for the people that are seniors that are retired, sitting at home, trying to combat boredom. They don't have anything to do and they just kind of want to get out. Or, you know, you have mom or dad sitting at home and you just notice they don't do anything. So our center is more for that. They usually don't let you come from a nursing facility, like mm-hmm. a nursing home, to an adult daycare. So we're just a day program for caregivers to bring their loved ones or for retired adults to just come and, you know, break away from that same routine at home.
So if you're listening, I just want to make the statement that, yeah, our show is about race. And right now, I believe that her facility is one of the great things or that's happening in the community for African Americans. We often don't talk about seniors, but they really are the segue to our history and our future.
Mm-hmm.
As African Americans, I believe there's a disconnect between seniors and young people.
Yes.
And as I was sharing with you, when I was growing up, it was one of the main things my mom made me do was be a senior companion.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I work with seniors, you know, doing maybe about 60 to 70 of them on a weekly basis, I kind of understand the need and
right.
what she was providing then,
mm-hmm.
you know. I am still a companion, even though I'm a hairstylist, but they find the need to vent,
tell me what's going on in their life, mm-hmm. or what have you. Is this some of the things that they experience? You know, you said most of them are depressed. Do they, you know, tell us how they begin to have new life in them?
Well, they come to me kind of down and depressed. I know specifically one, Mr. Willie, sticks out, and I always tell the story of Mr. Willie because when he came to me, he came kicking and screaming. I had to put alarms on the door for him because he was what they call a flight risk.
Right, right.
He had been to, you know, 5 to 7 centers in the last year, and he hated all of them. So he was like, why am I at another one? And the first time I met him, I said, Mr. Willie, you gonna come back and see me? No, not if you gonna be here. So, but he stayed with us for about, he's still with us, but in about 2 weeks of him being in the facility, I kind of finally got a heart-to-heart with him to figure out what he did. He's a widow of 10 kids. And when his wife passed, he did construction work. So he had to try to figure out how to feed the kids. So he took up gardening. So I learned he liked gardening. So I got one of those tower gardens that you put the 20 gallons of water in the bottom of the reservoir, which he thought was the craziest thing ever because you need dirt to grow things.
Right, right.
So he actually put it together. He planted the seeds, and we harvest off of it probably 50 or 20 times, and now we're getting ready for our fall harvest. But I just watched life come into him. Mm-hmm. He comes to the center now. He's ornery as all can be. He's got jokes all the time. He's just the sweetest guy, but I really see him. The Mr. Willie that came to me was very down and depressed and just kind of, what is my purpose in this world now? But now he has a purpose, so.
Well, I find that people with dementia, Alzheimer's, people just forget the human factor of feeling, you know. The feeling thing is what really motivates them and get them going. So you really have to tap into what they used to do and how they used to. I remember getting on an elevator. This is not really funny, but it is. But I remember this lady at Bickford House. And it was quite a few of them, but she was like 90-something years old. But the feeling of being on the back of the bus would resonate with her, or the feeling of having to step to the side to let white people in would also resonate with her. But she couldn't remember anything else.
Right.
But she got on the elevator and she thought she was on the bus. You know, I'm going to get to the back or whatever. But it just lets you know that they're still in there. They're still feeling.
Right.
They just don't have the capacity to tell you what they're feeling or how they're feeling or I know what your name is.
Right.
You know.
Right. And before Margaret's Place is kind of preventative before you get to the dementia or the early, you know, early dementia and Alzheimer's stages. That's when we kind of like to get our seniors in. I do have one particular senior, Miss Mary, who lived her first 9 years of her life on a plantation. So the stories that she has, she actually seen people be lynched, and she picked cotton, and this was her life for 9 years until they moved, you know, into their freedom. So just to listen to her stories, we have a youth that come, you know, in trouble at school. So they come kind of do community service at Margaret's Place. And just to put them with my seniors, you know, I have a few toilets for them to scrub, some weeds in our garden to pick. And then after that, I just turn them loose to my seniors. Mm-hmm. And then they go one by one. They just pull them one by one. And whatever they say to them, they don't want to be there for community service. But when they leave, they're like, when can I come back? Just to, you know, to interact with my seniors. And my seniors just love, you know, those so-called trouble youth, which, you know, a lot of them may just be misguided or just, you know.
Well, that's the disconnect, you know. You put that connection back and you may wake up some young people too, you know. So you're located at 7217 Prospect. I mean, Truce, I'm sorry. I have Prospect on my mind for whatever reason. Lord, forgive me. But she says it's the big lavender building.
That's right.
About 2,800 square feet, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so how would one go about enrolling their loved one into your facility?
I always suggest you come and spend the day with us or just a couple of hours. Come tour our facility, see what we're all about, and then we do paperwork there. Once you come in, you're going to love it. You feel God's presence in the place, and my grandmother too. So once you come in the building, you just kind of don't want to leave. It's what I've been experiencing, and it's actually
awesome. You don't
think
your grandma's floating around?
I do. We've had a couple of... We've had a couple encounters, my chef, with the perfect season.
Yeah,
she's like, okay, I think grandma's here. But it's nice to just have her presence and God's presence in the building. So you just come, you bring your loved ones, we fill out paperwork. We do bill Medicaid. So if you have Medicaid, it's free for you to come to our center. So that's
cool.
A positive thing.
Yes,
so you could be self-pay or Medicaid, but 99% of our seniors are Medicaid. So you come in, you fill out an application, we put you on the phone with Medicaid, we get you qualified, and The rest is just living life and having fun.
That sounds like an easy process. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's part of the original story of why you open it, right? Is because your grandma, Margaret, Ms. Margaret, we'll call her, right? And she's gone to heaven now, so that's what they're talking about. And for other people that are out there, we're going to ask people to call in this morning. So what would be a good question for us to ask or that somebody could comment on this morning? Are you having difficulty, you know, getting the money together to have your senior be in a home because you work full time and your senior may require extra care, as some people do? You know, that might be a good question for us this morning. The number is 816-931-5534. We'd love to hear from you. Any question you have about Margaret's place or any question you have about how she got her business started or even just a comment about seniors and what we're all going to face someday, hopefully if we live long enough, right? So, again, that number, 816-931-5534.
So while we're waiting on people to call in, we're going to talk a little bit more about the facility. So tell us about the expansion. I mean, it's amazing that you've been open just since January and that you're already planning on expanding.
Right. Well, you know, I'm kind of...
And I can see you lit up in your face when I said that.
I am excited. I'm very excited. It's just obedience, you know. When God says move, that's just how I've been the last couple of years. So it's just, I'm grateful to be able to be used by him. But we did purchase the building next door. There's about a 9-inch gap in between the buildings.
Toot, baby.
So we're going to cut a hole, an 8-foot hole in the wall, and we're going to expand. What I noticed with the side we have now is I decorated it. Everything was with Miss Margaret in mind, with my grandmother in mind. And I kind of forgot about the guys. So with our expansion, we're doing a huge man cave that'll have pool table, darts, air hockey.
I'm looking for a pinball machine.
Yes. And we had an air hockey table donated. We had a ping pong table donated. So that was awesome.
You hear that, Willie? You hear that? Ping pong.
Willie.
Air hockey.
Yeah. Willie's listening, I'm sure. Willie is Khadija's husband, by the way.
It'll be fun. We're going to do an exercising room because I've had seniors tour, younger, you know, retired seniors that have toured and say, well, if you get an exercise facility, then I'll come. So we're going to put a whole exercise facility in there. We have a healing room that we're adding because we use a lot of the natural oils to heal the body.
Cool. So is that like massage? Is that where the massaging comes in?
Exactly. We always have a need for massage therapists. So if you're in school and you want to get some hours in, you can always come volunteer some time at our center. But we do use a lot of the oils to heal aches and pains. Mm-hmm. I have one of my seniors, Miss Sweet Tea, who swears by peppermint and lavender oil to relieve her arthritis. And she's got some knee issues, and she's kind of slowed down on her heavy narcotics using the oils. So we've kind of decided together that we have a need for a healing room. So when we use our oils, we can kind of just go in there, shut the door, turn some relaxing music on, and kind of use our oils. So we'll have that. We'll have a big, you know, TV room and a nice break room for my staff.
So do you guys actually provide meals then and everything for them too?
We have a personal chef. We partnered with her. So she's not on my payroll, but I've partnered with her, and she's with the Perfect Season of Kansas City, Natalie Anderson. So she does our breakfast and she does our lunch, and it's always, you know, home cooked food.
Sounds good.
I don't do anything like my grandmother would cook, you know. Right. So we do fresh breakfast. Everything's fresh. We do a continental breakfast. She does something different every morning, whether it's eggs or French toast, and then we have all your staples, your oatmeals, and we have a big breakfast bar. And then, you know, lunch is a heavy lunch. So we'll have, you know, yesterday we had Salisbury steaks and mashed potatoes, and she had a salad, and what did she have? A sweet potato pie. Homemade sweet potato pie for dessert.
Oh, wow.
So, that was
So you know, I know this is probably one of the hardest things that you ever did, was getting this business off the ground.
Yes, you know, it was a lot of obstacles.
Right, which I read about. But now that you're off the ground, you still have need, right?
Oh, yeah, lots of needs.
So how can the community get involved? What can they do to show their support? I mean, I know you mentioned toiletries. You have a broken-down bus.
Yeah.
and just people volunteering. Just let us know how they can do that and who they should contact. Okay. In order to do that.
Okay. Well, one, you can always come to 7217 Truth and ring the doorbell. We're kind of open door, so you can call us and schedule a time to come and volunteer. We take any types of volunteers. So if you just want to come and sit and talk, you know, to a senior, or you want to come play cards or dominoes. They play cards and dominoes all day long. Or you can go on a trip with us. We go to the lake once a month, and the lady whose lake house we go to, she's so sweet. She just opens her house to us. It's a private lake. So if you have a lake that you'd like for us to come visit, or a petting farm, or I've got a young lady who I can't seem to break through. She's a she's about 24 years old, and I've talking to her mom, I know she likes horses. So I'm looking for a place to take her to pet horses or ride horses to kind of break through with her. Any type of volunteers, we need it. We're also looking into doing necessity boxes, like Harvesters does commodity boxes with toothpaste and your toiletries and t-shirts or socks. Or, you know, a lot of my seniors are low income, so they have to say, okay, do I get my prescription medication this month, or do I buy toothpaste this month? So we kind of want to send them home with a monthly necessity box. And if it gets big enough, we can share with some of the retirement communities around, not just our seniors. So we have a need for that. So you can always donate. If you can't donate your time, we can take monetary donations. We have a bus. We call it the Bad News Bears bus, because we got it from a church, and you know, it had quite a bit of problems. We put a lot of money in this bus. We spent a lot of money on the air conditioning, and it still doesn't work. So my seniors are riding around with hot, you know, in a hot bus. With bless their hearts, because they won't complain. They won't.
So this is not a call to action, but if you hear that, you're a mechanic.
We do have some
Ford or someone.
Or a paint job, and you want to donate a paint job. We need our ride pimped. What they say, pimp my ride? We need a pimp my ride. That would be nice. A nice one, new one would be really nice.
When you're serving God and you're doing God's work, anything is possible.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
What I like to do is just get into like the real hard stuff, you know, like the real purpose behind why you're doing this. And I would like to say it has a lot to do with financing, you know, in the African-American community. The fact that we don't have multiple insurances, we don't have, not saying that we all, so I don't want to sound like a stereotype, but we don't have adequate retirements or savings.
Miseducated. Just don't know.
So, how are you sustaining yourself just on Medicaid? I mean, alone. I mean, because as a Black woman starting a business, we know that first one, that's a hurdle, you know.
Right.
And then being in it, and it requires so much subsidy. How are you making it?
Personally or with the business?
With the business. Both. I mean, I think that's a great question to ask you on both ends.
Personally, it's pins and needles. You know, we're barely doing it. But as far as the business, I'm going to give all the glory and everything to God, because that's how I'm making it. Because when he tells you to do something and you're obedient, he opens all the doors for you. So doors that I just didn't think I would be able to get through, he's opened them all. So that's how we're making it. We have a huge need for more participants, and there's a huge audience of participants that are listening to this that need something to do. Get out of the house. Come visit us. You know, call us up. Come check it out. It's really fun. We have fun. We get out 2 to 3 times a month. We go to the zoo. You know, my seniors, most of them had never been to the zoo, let alone on a sky lift. And they were like, no, I'm not getting on that thing. And I'm like, come on, just try something new, you know, live life. So I got them all on the sky lift, and they all but one had a blast. One was just petrified the whole time. But, you know, just to get them out and do new experiences. We go to the museum, you know, we go to the lake once a month where we fish and get on the pontoon boats and the jet skis and the four-wheelers.
I don't know about all that water. That won't be the day I volunteer.
But it's nice. They have so much fun. You know, whatever. We have the Niles Aquaponics. What is it now? Valley Aquaponics down
you're talking
on
with
Dre.
Yeah.
So we go down there, and they love, Miss Mary loves, you know, picking all the vegetables and stuff down there.
Yummy.
So we spend time down there. So it's really just about, you know, getting out and getting these seniors back to living life as opposed to just sitting
and
at home being bored.
Being active, yeah.
I would love to hear from some of our callers with questions or comments about, you know, what it's like in the African-American community, because part of the reason we did this show is because it's a show about race, right? And that you had a lot of trouble finding a place for Miss Margaret. That's the impetus for the business, right?
Right.
So, you know, talk a little bit about, as you were going around trying to find a good place that you thought would suit your grandmother, did you experience any racism? Did you have, you know, white establishments who kind of turned their nose up at having this Black occupant of their, you know, another resident who was a person of color?
Was it your Black grandmother? Because she's from both
sides
of the fence.
It was my father's mother, so it was my Black grandmother. But we looked in our area. in our, you know, in the Kansas City metro area. So we didn't really, I didn't really come across any racism. However, I did come across all of these centers owned by other people, you know, other races. Outside of African-Americans. I didn't run into not one African-American. I know there are several, but I just didn't run into any. And I think, not to really put it on race, but what I felt going into these centers is it's just about the money. There didn't feel like a care. You know, with Margaret's Place, you know, the money is obviously what you need to pay the bills, but I do it for free. You know, it's really just about bridging that gap, about having a place for our God's original angels to go and just live life. So I didn't really run into any racism when I was looking for a center for my grandmother, but I did run into a lot of different, you know, you just tell it was all about money. They really didn't care about the seniors that were there.
Now, are you a not-for-profit? You guys organize as a for-profit or not-for-profit?
We are a for-profit. We are not a non-profit.
So either way, they got to have money to pay the bills, whether
either
it's a
way,
not-for-profit
right.
or for-profit. So that's one thing to keep in mind. If you're somebody who has some resources and, or as we said earlier, you have skill to fix up a bus, that'd
right.
be nice if you could
that'd
fix the
really
air
nice.
Conditioning on the bus.
Yes.
right. My next question to you is, like, in hindsight, you know, what is the advice that you would give someone who you know is preparing maybe in 5-6 years to be the sole caregiver of a loved one and they need what you're providing? What should they do to prepare themselves for that transition?
Educate yourself. You know, knowledge is power, and that's a lot of problem we have just as a people is lack of knowledge and education. You know, set yourself up. Find you if you're about to take on your mom. I know it was very difficult when my grandmother moved in with me. I never did anything like that. I've never cared for a senior or done anything like that. I just knew, I always told my grandma when I was a little girl, when you get older, I'm going to take care of you. So I did. But if I would have had a Margaret's Place, I would not have been so stressed. I started losing my hair. My grandmother would, with dementia, she would leave the house, and I would just be gone for 20 minutes to go pick the kids up from school.
And she's gone
down the street, and the neighbor's bringing her home. Or she'd, you know, at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, the police would be not beating on my door because my grandmother locked herself in a room and couldn't get out, so she called the police saying she's at home alone, you know, can't get out. That's what the disease does
right,
to you. So
right.
support is what I would say. Get you support. Get yourself support. Set yourself up to have your loved one go to a center like Margaret's Place, a nice center, not just put them in anyone. Do your research. Visit some centers and find them somewhere where you know they'll be comfortable so you can have a normal day. Because when you take on a loved one, it's not an easy thing unless you've just done it your whole life.
Right, because, you know, we know people get sick. We know they get diagnosed, and they seem like they're fine, you know, but then one day it just all slips up and everything changes,
right.
you know. I think the moment that you're diagnosed with something or the loved one is diagnosed with something that you should start taking those measures then, because you don't know what's going to happen to you. God could heal you,
right.
or he could not, you know, or whatever it takes. And especially knowing that we have limited resources in
right,
our community.
Right.
I just want to commend you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really do. And I want anyone who is listening and has a question for Ms. McCrory.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's
I don't
okay.
want to jack it up.
It's okay.
Call in 816-931-5534.
And we'd love to hear from you this morning because this is an important topic. We tend to want to kind of push it on down the road.
That's right.
Right? And
yes.
In your example, it was right in your face. It's like somebody's got to take care of grandma, and
yeah.
it looks like it's going to have to be me.
Right.
And you're trying to work, you know, and most people are, right? They've
right.
got to have their own means of survival and so forth, and at the same time take care of grandma. And as you said, you leave for 20 minutes, and she's out the door and down the street somewhere.
Right.
So she needed to be taken care of with somebody with loving hands, and that's the reason for you starting Margaret's Place. Looks
correct.
Like we got a caller, so go ahead and keep talking, and I'll see if I can get the caller on the line.
Okay. And so your facility is non-medical, right?
Right.
So you pretty much have to be able to take care of yourself when you get there. However, it is necessary to have some kind of staffing. So are you looking for some?
I'd like to. We're not required by the state to have a nurse, an RN, or anything. But I would like to. Unfortunately, I can't afford to hire an RN. I would like to have an RN at least once or twice a month to just check vitals, just to be a face, you know, to look at their medical records, to see maybe if we've got the right nutrition plan for them. So this is the first time I've ever done anything like this, so I'm kind of learning as I go. So if
right.
Go ahead.
Looks like we do have a caller on the line. We've got two, in fact. So we'll go with the first caller, and we'll try to. It's towards the end of the show, so if you could make your comments brief, say your name and what area of town you're calling in from. Hello. You're on the air.
Oh, my name's Kathleen, and I'm calling from Kansas City, Missouri. And I think that I really admire what she's doing. I think it's great. I think that it's needed for all elderly people, because I think finding a nursing home is difficult regardless of who you are. Right. And to find a quality one is difficult, too.
And people that really care. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling
in
this morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. And we've got another caller. Let's see who our other caller is. Caller, you're on the air. Say where you're calling in from and your first name, please.
My first name is Melvin, and
I'm
calling from Kansas. Yeah, calling from Kansas City, Missouri. And I think it's an interesting program, and I know you're at the end of your broadcast. But one of the questions I wanted to ask the Miss Murray, I think her name
McCrary.
Is. where are you located? I know you mentioned it once before, and your telephone number. And do you have ministers coming in to minister on certain days?
We actually do morning reflections every morning at 10 o'clock. And we read from the Daily Bread, and we pray together, and we have a prayer board that we use. So you can always come in and volunteer at 10 o'clock if you are a minister. We are located at 7221 Troost. Everyone knows where Soil Service is. We're catty-cornered across the street from Soil Service at 7221 Troost. It's the Lavender Building, and our telephone number is 816-249-2300.
Melvin, if you would, just leave your information.
Yeah, he's still on the line listening. So, yeah, Melvin, if you'd call back in after 9:30, we'll get your information, and that way we can hook you up with Miss McCrary. We have another caller who is just coming in, hopefully, we think. But let's finish up here with your thoughts, and then we'll try to get that caller on real quickly.
Okay, so just to talk about the second building and what may be needed for that second building. As well as the seniors on an individual basis.
Okay.
If you want to help out.
Yeah, if you want to help out, we're accepting donations for our next building we're opening. We need some chairs with arms. We have a huge arts and crafts room, so lots of arts and crafts things. They love doing arts and crafts. And then if you just got furniture, I've got a senior that's looking for a dresser and one that's looking for a couch at home. Mm-hmm. So I'm always looking for things that they could take home because they are low income, just to kind of feel good when they go home, too.
Okay, we're pressed for time. Caller, you're on the air, and be quick, if you would. Say your name and what area of town and your quick comment or question.
I am from Kansas City, Kansas. My name is Christine. I have a program called Blooming Hills of the Heartland. I have a degree in nursing home administration. I run a facility for over 30 years. And so now I'm elderly myself, but I'm still viable. And what I do is I would like to talk to someone about maybe expanding something that we could have over here in Kansas, or
awesome.
I could assist in any way I can. My ministry is I carry food to widows with my program of Blooming Hills of the Heartland. And I have a horticultural program.
Okay.
I have also a marketing.
Christine, if I could, yes, we're going to have to end it right there.
Just stay on the line, Christine.
If you would stay on the line, we'll try to get you back. Or if you would call back in, because you're actually in the system now, but just call us right back so we can talk off air. That's the sound that we like to hear, or that we hear that tells us at the end of the show. We don't like to hear it because it's the end.
Thank
so
you.
That is, unfortunately, the cue for us to end today.
Man, I had so much more to say.
Yeah, our guest has been Patricia McCreary.
Yes.
So thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having
you're
me.
You're an inspiration, a beam of light.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Khadija. Thank you to Mr. Kareem, and of course, thank you to Beth Pike for helping us out this morning. And we'll end it all here right now with Stevie Wonder.